This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and there's Big Time Blues coming your way later on in the show with King Bees live in Studio A. They're the real deal, and they're ready to sting and swing in just a bit. But first, Open Dream Ensemble is a project of the Thomas S. Keenan Institute for the Arts and an outreach program of UNC School of the Arts. They're now in their ninth season, fostering the creativity of artists and youth through the creation of original performances. Each year, Open Dream Ensemble touches the lives of thousands of students during arts-integrated residencies throughout our state. You can see for yourself Saturday, August 31st at 2 o'clock in the UNCSA DeMille Theater with a free and open-to-the-public performance of Big Shoes by playwright and performer Michaela Morton. She's joined in the studio by UNCSA BFA and directing graduate Wiley Basho Gorn, who plays the role of Gordy, clarinetist, dancer, performing artist, and educator Marissa Byers, trombonist, composer, and bandleader Cameron McManus, and Open Dream Ensemble artistic producer and general manager Rebecca Nussbaum.
You're Alexander's little brother, aren't you?
Big Shoes is the story of a little boy named Gordy who very much wants to fill his older brother's shoes. So he sets off on an adventure after his brother, who is the big man on campus, has announced that there will be a Shackleton Club for great men of daring and fearless explorers, which will only include eighth grade boys, which will disinclude his younger brother, Gordy. Gordy decides that in order to prove his worth, he has to summit the mountaintop of Mount Blacklock. So he meets a range of kooky and wise, surprisingly wise characters on his way to finding out that it's better if your shoes fit you and better to be who you are. And there's music and adventure all along.
Is it true, Wiley? Is it better to wear your own shoes? Wait, tell me about Gordy. What kind of guy is this young man?
Gordy is completely in awe and in total admiration of his brother. He looks up to him so much. And I know from being a kid, you always want to play pretend. You want to be something that you're not. And I think one of the great beauties of growing up and becoming an adult is realizing that you are who you are and there are certain things you'll never be able to change. And that's okay. And I think Gordy starts to learn that lesson right towards the end when he really comes into his own.
All right. Can we hear a little snippet from the show?
Of course.
What could you lead us into this little read here?
Yes, this is right when Gordy has made the decision that he's going to go on this adventure to the top of Mount Blacklock. What should I pack? In case of attack? A piggy bank for food or change, and some jam if things get sticky, and maybe a piece of string, because that's what every explorer brings, although I can't seem to tie knots in anything except my stomach. Stop it! You're an adventurer, just like Alexander. Yes, you are, Gordy. Yes, you are. And even if you've got a stupid name or a stupid face, or even if you've got stupid small feet, just ridiculously tiny, but hey, hey, I'll bring my brother's shoes with me, huh? Alexander won't mind. Besides, they're probably going to be hand-me-downs to somebody. Why not me? I'm his brother, aren't I? Yeah, I'm Alexander's brother.
It must be fun to see your characters come alive just 3 feet away there, Michaela.
It is. And last year I was in the show, so actually, this is the first time I have ever seen it.
What's that dynamic like? I mean, being in the audience, you know, you can't control exactly what's going on at that moment. Is it tough to let go?
Not really, but I recognize that that answer is influenced by the kind of people that I'm surrounded with and that I've jumped into the midst of on this project, because I implicitly trust the people who are telling this story. So it has not been hard for me to take a step back, because I anticipate the joy of their discovering things that I didn't know existed in the story.
Striking how many instruments you all play, and in the case of Marissa, background in ballet, modern jazz, belly dance, you know, really serious clarinetist. And how do they all come together in Open Dream Ensemble?
I have to say it's been an amazing thing, both this year, I guess the past two seasons of Open Dream, to finally have one performance opportunity where I can utilize all these things that I can't help but do. They didn't ever really work together. I went to school for classical clarinet performance, got all my degrees in that, but I've always kind of danced on the side. Then when I was done with school, I went full force into different styles of dance, especially belly dancing, took me to India, and just like managed to continue doing all of them, thinking, oh, this is one of those jack of all trades things. It's not going to go anywhere, and there's no place for it. And it's really neat to have something like this where I can, you know, I don't use all of them, but certainly we have choreography that Julianne has put together that just makes the show, just gives that extra flair. It makes it, you know, sparkly. And then this great new music that we have this year. Both our composers, Kenny and Bruce, have just written incredible stuff that I can really play. I mean, it's not just like whatever little melodies. It's music that I have to work on, and that is always satisfying for me.
Maybe I'll throw it Cameron's way. You've performed the role of Gordy now before, so you know this show inside and out. How's it been? And talk about that transition.
It's really amazing to be able to switch from one character to another, especially from Gordy to his older brother, Alexander. So I went from being that kid who just worshipped his older brother to now all of a sudden being that, you know, little very self-assured older brother who's just has it all going on, and he is the big man on campus, as Michaela said.
Could you put into words the kind of perspective it gives you flipping roles like that?
Well, I think I was much more Gordy in middle school than I was Alexander. So for me, it's being everything that I wish I could have been when I was that age. So I'm just having a great time. It's very fun for me.
And Marissa, tell me your role within the show. What are you going to be doing?
The clarinet is probably the thing that I'm doing the most, but the character that I really enjoy playing is, well, my name is Deepish, but I'm one of the triplets-ish. We have Deepish, Sheepish, and Weepish. And the three of us kind of have this Andrew's sisters act. And Deepish is funny. Well, last year I played Sheepish. And so I was one of the triplets, but a different one. And so last year I was speaking loudly and making myself embarrassed and blushing a lot. And this year Deepish is, well, I'm a know-it-all, but I'm Deepish. So I don't necessarily say the most profound things, but they sound like they might be. It's really fun. It's such a different approach that, you know, than what I took last year to be Sheepish. We get to sing this great song, like I said, Andrew's sister's style. And then I'll be dancing and I'll do a quick turn somewhere and then go grab my clarinet and play the hardest thing. Well, the show is playing when I'm out of breath. That was a real challenge. I've never had to do that before.
I can imagine. Your audience, per se, is going to be young folk for the most part in this. Talk about the age range and how these collaborations work with young people in the schools.
So this show is targeted fairly broadly for kindergarten through fifth grade. So we'll mainly take it to elementary schools, though there have been a few exceptions in the past year of touring where we went to community centers or people were coming in from a broader community in order to see the show. But typically what we do is if we're going to do a residency in the school, we'll bring the show in at the beginning of the week. We'll set it up very early in the morning. We'll perform for a group that includes K through 5. And then if we're going to stay there, say between 2 and 5 days, which is the typical length of an Open Dream residency, we're going to see those kids again in their classrooms. We'll be paired across disciplines and across genders so that last year when I was a member of the ensemble, my training is in drama. My partner was William, who is a jack of all strings, and his primary training is in classical guitar. And so after the show, we would go into classrooms and teach arts-integrated lessons to kids across that span of ages. And the lessons are designed to interact with the science curriculum in each grade and to introduce some basic concepts in a creative, dynamic, and arts-focused way so that the integration occurs at a very deep level.
Oh, Marissa, you kind of alluded to one way in which you're kind of stretching yourself artistically, going from dance to grabbing the clarinet. How about you, Cameron? Have you been involved in first off, any of the outreach activity, the residency programs?
Well, this is my second season with the Open Dream Ensemble. As Michaela said, we're paired up with people across genders and disciplines. So last year, I was able to bring my trombone into the classroom and integrate that with Haiti Thompson, who's a fantastic teacher, and her drama background. So we got together, came up with all kinds of great things, and were able to craft some lessons where we could really get the students to explore their own creativity in learning. And that was really special to see them kind of take ownership of things and see them move through the learning process. As far as my own creativity goes, I predominantly have been a jazz performer, so I'm able to bring that into the show. William last year played guitar and upright bass. He is not with us this year, so I am playing guitar, something that I've picked up to varying degrees of success over the last month. So that's been really fun. I'm also playing saxophone, which I've been only working on for a year and a half. So there's that musically, I'm stretching myself. And I had never been in a play before working with the Open Dream Ensemble. So it's a whole different kind of performance. Really great to just get out on stage and think about what it means to portray a character to an audience in a way that I hadn't really explored before.
One of my favorite conversations that we've had with the kids in the course of our residencies and performances, and it's happened time and again, is a conversation about, like, how did you learn to do X, or how did you learn to do Y? Because usually they'll be asking somebody who has learned that skill very recently. In the course of Open Dream, we're all going to pick up new skills. And I think it's so valuable and exciting for the kids, and also for us to have the affirmation as adults who are at the beginning of creative learning in different disciplines, that it's okay to be a grown-up and be a beginner. It's okay to start again at the very root of something and be working it out, even in a public setting, and that that's something fun and valuable to do, because so often we associate being a beginner with being a kid. And being an adult with, like, having things figured out and doing the thing that you're expert in, rather than taking the risk of learning something new.
Well, I got to ask you, I mean, Rebecca, now that you're in your ninth season.
Yes.
I mean, you start off with a model, an idea of how you want Open Dream Ensemble to be, to function throughout the year. How's it evolved since then? What have you learned along the way? And where do you see it heading, you know, in the next 9 years?
Open Dream has evolved in a lot of ways in 9 years. But part of the reason why it's been almost forced to evolve is that education has changed. And standards within education, expectations within education have changed. So just by the nature of change that happens within schools, we've had to adjust how we work and how we make sure we're addressing what needs to be addressed in a classroom setting, for example.
And this goes beyond just the core curriculum. What else are we talking about?
Right. Part of it, of course, is the standards. You know, you have your essential standards and the Common Core, which came in just last year. So those are new for all the teachers in North Carolina because the state just adopted those. And certainly that has forced us to go back and reassess what we do. But another element of what we're trying to make sure we address in a classroom are these 21st century skills, which is something else that has been put on the lap of teachers all over the state, because the state has mandated that they're supposed to be using 21st century skills in their classroom so that the kids are ready to graduate and be productive citizens of the United States. But what often happens is when we go into a classroom, we're able to hit not just the standards, but in the arts, it's a natural fit for the 21st century skills. We are collaborative by nature. We are creative by nature. We think critically. You have to if you're going to be an artist. So those are things that we can bring children with ease, actually, bring them into those types of skills, as well as, you know, the revised Bloom's taxonomy, which is a whole nother part of education that's recently shifted over. So looking at the revised Bloom's and how those words are much more active now. Like, they're wanting students to really not just be able to memorize things and kind of know what they mean, but they're supposed to have a deep understanding. They're supposed to be able to analyze. They're supposed to be able to really create something out of the knowledge that they have. So those are all things that within our residency work, we try very hard to help the children along with and kind of give them some tools. I mean, that's one of the things for me that I think is wonderful about the arts is that as artists, which is what Open Dream is made out of, we all have this wonderful toolbox that we can open up and say, hey, you know, okay, now we're going to use our bodies. We're going to use our voices. We're going to use instruments. We're going to use our minds, and we're going to use our imaginations. And when you start working with children with those different tools, what you see is a lot of learning happening and a lot of joy in a classroom where the kids aren't stuck sitting down to learn, but where they're actively involved in their learning. And that's part of the whole teaching artist training, which we spend about at least 40 hours doing. That's part of the whole structure of the program, is to equip the artists in Open Dream Ensemble with the tools that they already have. So basically, it's like showing them their toolbox and saying, okay, this is what you do with all these things that you already have. And go out there and create something great.
Playwright and performer Michaela Morton, UNCSA BFA and directing graduate Wiley Basho Gorn, who plays the role of Gordy, clarinetist, dancer, performing artist, and educator Marissa Byers, and trombonist, composer, and bandleader Cameron McManus. They were joined by Open Dream Ensemble artistic producer and general manager Rebecca Nussbaum. The Open Dream Ensemble production is Big Shoes, and the performance is Saturday, August 31st at 2 o'clock in the UNCSA DeMille Theater. It's free and open to the public. This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. And I know it's the weekend and all, but are you ready to sing the blues? Hope so, because when we get back from this little intermission, it'll be all blues all the time with guitarist Rob Hound Dog Baskerville and bass player, vocalist Penny Queen Bee Zamagni live in Studio A next when Triad Arts Weekend continues.